Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly podcast from Buffer. Today I'm joined again by co-host Hayley Griffiths.
I'm excited to be back with you today, Dave. Welcome to episode number 193, everyone. Let's kick off the show.
Today's episode topic is Evergreen for Social Media Managers. But before we dive in, I just want to take a moment to embrace the realities of creating content remotely. This is the norm for us here at Buffer, but for many businesses, creating content remotely is quite new. As we record this, I'm in my bedroom, and with the absence of a professional recording studio or a soundproof booth, I build a pillow fort around my laptop every week in an attempt to record the best quality audio that I can. And despite my best efforts, I actually currently live opposite a construction site, and there's these cherry picker type mobile cranes, and they go beep, beep, beep every time they move almost all day. It can be quite challenging to find, you know, just the right time to record.
You know, there's a construction site right across from me as well, and it is the absolute worst for podcasting. I also have several pets, so I've made sure to keep them in various parts of the house so they aren't making noise while we record. That's a challenge. And I'm in my bedroom closet because this is the most quiet place in my house. And I'm checking out all these nice clothes that I never wear anymore. And we wanted to share this because creating content remotely is rarely glamorous. There's a lot of experimenting with different apps and locations. There are plenty of edits and retakes. I mean, Dave, how many times have we redone this section now? At least twice?
At least twice.
At least twice. And they can feel awkward at times, but that's okay. And right now, as we discussed a little on our last two episodes, it's the message you want to share that matters a lot more than how polished your production is.
As we adjust to new normals, we have to find new ways to create content, and it's okay to be a little scrappy. Your audience will understand if things don't look or feel perfect. In fact, that might be even better.
Now, as we loop back to today's topic, content production has always been a challenge for marketers, and at the root of that challenge is something we have to deal with every day.
One of the hardest aspects of social media marketing is keeping on top of an ever-changing industry. There's always something new, features to explore, strategies to try, and even whole new platforms and channels.
I can totally relate to that. Even just managing my personal social media accounts, I'm always trying to stay on top of what's working and what I should be posting on each social network.
In this episode, we'll be diving into how you can keep up on social media trends and changes.
Today's question comes from Kristen, a freelance social media manager from the UK.
Hi, I'm Kristen, a freelance social media manager. And my question is, what's the best way to keep on top of the constant changes in social media today? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the question, Kristen. To answer this one, I spoke with one of our newest Buffer teammates, Sophie Gill. Sophie is an audience marketer here at Buffer, focused on building our audience across social and other channels. Hey Sophie, all set?
Yes, all set.
Wonderful. As someone who uses social media platforms on a daily basis, how do trends and changes affect your work?
For the past 5 years, social media marketing has been a part of my daily work life. From creating content to building social media marketing strategies, social media has been at the very core of everything I do. And I as well have been forced to change my entire social media marketing strategy to stay relevant and to better satisfy our online community. So when trends change, platforms evolve, or even when new platforms come into existence, the first question that I ask myself is, will adapting to this change help me reach my social media goals? If the answer is yes, then I begin to find ways to adapt with the changes. If the answer is no, then I move on and keep my social media marketing strategy as is.
So can you think of a time when a platform change has forced you to adapt your strategy?
Yes, I can think of many times that I've been forced to adapt my strategy. You know, thinking back, I think one of the most important platform changes had to do with video. So back then, rumor was that social media platforms would eventually prioritize video content because of the increasing video consumption trend. The belief was that video content would eventually dominate the social media space, and that consumers who view online videos were more likely than their counterparts to make a purchase. In fact, according to one of Wyzowl's yearly video marketing surveys, 81% of people have been convinced to buy a product or service by watching a brand's video. And about 85% of people said they'd like to see more video from brands. So as social media platforms looked for ways to further prioritize that type of video content, we had also decided to include video as part of our content and social media strategies. So a couple of things that we did, we increased our usage of Instagram and Facebook Lives by creating weekly live series. We also decided to keep video as our primary type of content for paid advertising, specifically for brand awareness campaigns. And then we also partnered with a video agency to help us in the creation of video content to publish across YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Most of these videos were focused on hacks or how-to videos. For example, you know, working at Brandless, an e-commerce company, we had a video that was focused on four ways to use our coconut oil or the hack of using our mouthwash to clean your washing machine.
I love it. So when you see a change happen, how does that affect your social media strategy?
An example, as I mentioned before, I worked at Brandless, an e-commerce startup, and one of our main social media marketing goals was to increase brand awareness via influencer partnerships. The trend that had suddenly overtaken our influencer marketing strategy was that audiences were beginning to see right through inauthentic and forced influencer partnerships. And they were also beginning to have doubts on whether influencers were actually using our products. In fact, a study from Bizarre Voice reported that 47% of customers were tired of influencer content that appeared to be inauthentic, and 62% of customers believed that influencer endorsements take advantage of impressionable audiences. So it became increasingly more important for us to establish a thorough vetting process that would allow us to only partner with influencers who would realistically use our products and share our products with their audience in a way that felt authentic to them, which meant letting the influencer direct the narrative and content strategy. In addition to updating our vetting process, we also decided to take on two new strategic bets. One of them was to collaborate with a macro influencer to launch a new product category. And the second one was to invest in longer term influencer partnerships. Both of these bets were meant to help us create long lasting, authentic relationship with influencers and to give influencers the chance to be more invested in our brand as well.
These are really great insights. Thank you, Sophie. I would like to know a little bit more about your day-to-day schedule. What's that look like? And where do you find time to keep up with news and trends?
Such a great question. I'm happy you asked. So my mornings typically look like this. I wake up around 7:30 a.m., possibly a little bit later or a little bit earlier. I take a shower, I get dressed for the day. I then eat some breakfast, make myself a matcha latte or an espresso. And this is where I begin to intake my daily dose of both local news as well as social media news. I block out about 30 minutes every single day to stay up to date on social media updates and trends. The way I do this is by heading over to my personal Feedly account, which is an awesome RSS reader, and by reading through my social media marketing feed, which is a feed that I created. And this feed specifically is filled with news sites and blog sites such as Marketing Land and Social Media Today. And then I also head over to my platform updates feed, which is where I keep the blogs and newsrooms that are owned by social media platforms such as Facebook Newsroom and Instagram Business Blog. One thing to note here is that keeping up with social media trends and news is just as important for organic social media as it is for paid social media. Right after that, I read through all the social media news of the day. I start reading through all my emails, my Slack messages and threads, and respond to all emails and messages. I really like starting my day by making sure that I have all the information I need to complete any projects and that I've shared all the information that my peers and teammates need to complete their own projects. Up until lunchtime, I engage with our community online and create any needed content for our social channels. I typically reserve Fridays for content creation. I prefer to create content all in one day for the week ahead, but as we've mentioned up until now, platforms and content strategies change daily, so I make sure to block out some time every day to make sure that the content that'll be published that day is still relevant. After lunch and a quick workout, I block out some time to build out new ad campaigns and optimize those that are already live. So a couple of news sites and blogs that I follow for paid ads are Marketing Land, Google Ads Blog, Ad Espresso, Social Media Examiner, and Unbounce. The rest of the day is really dedicated to one-on-ones with teammates and completing any priority projects. These projects could be anything from developing a new strategy to putting together creative briefs for a new campaign.
I love that you put aside a day, a Friday, for content creation, but still build in time for flexibility based on things that happen. I mean, we've seen recently more than ever that things change very rapidly, and having that flexibility to make those adjustments sounds like a really smart move. That's great. You've mentioned a couple of the new sites and the blogs that you follow, and I'm curious if you have any other podcasts, newsletters, or other blogs that you'd recommend for keeping up with social media changes. It sounds like you're really on top of it, so we'd love to hear more.
Some of my favorite podcasts are, of course, The Science of Social Media by Buffer. But in addition to that, I also love listening to social media marketing podcasts by Social Media Examiner, and also Online Marketing Made Easy with Amy Porterfield. When it comes to getting new information on platform changes, I like to get my news directly from the source. So I've added Facebook Newsroom, as well as Instagram Business Blog, Twitter Blog, Snap News, and Pinterest Newsroom to my RSS reader. Finally, when it comes to getting updated on social media trends and news, the newsletters and blogs I'd recommend would be Marketing Land, Social Media Today, our Buffer blog, and Adweek. We all have different preferences for keeping up with news. One thing I want to mention is that it does take some time to find out what works best for you, and it's really easy to get overwhelmed. So another recommendation I have is that you need to find ways for social media news, trends, and updates to come to you instead of you seeking them out. So if you do this, you'll be saving yourself lots of valuable time.
I'm so glad that you managed to get to chat with Sophie.
It was so fun. I really enjoyed the conversation, and I have more respect than ever for the work that social media marketers have to put in just to stay on top of how the industry is evolving. We are very lucky to have her.
Absolutely. You know, there's just so much to know and to keep an eye out for. I really love how organized Sophie is with everything. Pulling in her favorite sources together in Feedly sounds like it's super helpful and just like a really neat process. One of my favorite processes is creating private Twitter lists with reporters and news sources on it, and then I can just follow along for up-to-date information there.
Another takeaway I have from this episode is that marketers should always consider how their strategies are affected by updates and changes. Sometimes the best thing you can do is keep going, whereas other times you might need to stop and rethink all the aspects of what you're doing. It's great to understand how Sophie is always tying changes to our overall goals.
Yes, I loved that. Your conversation also reminded me that often changes come directly from consumers rather than platforms themselves. So Sophie's example of people growing tired of inauthentic influencers really made that clear for me. Sometimes if your social media strategy isn't quite working, it's not always down to something Facebook, Pinterest, or Instagram might have changed. It could be just that consumer behavior or expectations have shifted.
Before Sophie and I wrapped up our conversation, she had a quick question to share with you all. How do you keep up with the latest social media trends and changes? Please head to our Instagram and reply to the question in our stories to let us know.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Catch you next week.